Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating the 4th of July. We put on our founding father wigs and discuss all the founding daddies we've ever fucked. We discuss Paul Blaine Blart, quiz ourselves on American history, and we play a game of throwing hot dogs into Trump's mouth. We love America. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello. What, is that how you model with a popsicle?
Good day. Bonjour.
Did you salute your shorts?
Hello. Happy America. Can you believe it? We did it again.
What? State America?
Democracy, I think. Almost this year, I think.
Almost. We had a good try at democracy.
Can you believe Russia just really fucked that up?
We should really have
Russia.
We
had a good run. Have you ever had the runs when they were not good?
I've had the bad runs.
That's what America's having right now.
A bad run?
The runs, and it's not good.
Well,
we had a good run.
Speaking of runs,
yeah.
Do I have a surprise for you later?
What do you mean? Wait, why is it a run? Are we doing a 5K?
Uh-huh.
An American 5K?
A firecracker 5K, bitch. Did you ever run a firecracker 5K?
No.
Remember when you yelled at me for eating the red already?
Mine's giving you French.
Do you call these bomb pops?
These are America pops.
I call them bomb pops.
Well, and that's...
Well, no.
The sad reality.
The bomb's bursting in air.
Mm.
Player.
What? Air player, the app?
I think all I know is that you're really missing out on this wig because when you go...
What is your wig right now?
It's a presidential wig. Fuck.
I don't think any president
I'm Thomas
that
Jefferson,
look.
Yes.
No.
Maybe I'm Chester Arthur.
Who is she?
Maybe I'm...
Who's your favorite American president, dead or alive? Dead, actually. We'll play dead.
Dead or assassinated?
Both a little. What? Isn't it like not every square is a circle? Or not every square is a rectangle, but every rectangle is a...
I don't know.
Every assassinated president is dead. But okay. Not every dead president is assassinated.
True. That's where you were
so
going.
So not every rectangle is a square, but every square is
what
a rectangle.
What I was going to say is the shirt that I'm wearing has such a good scoop neck.
Mm-hmm.
That it also has a scoop neck in the back,
mm-hmm.
And nothing feels better than this little ponytail.
Wait, what's that line?
Traipsing back and forth.
Nothing that's better than golf with a gator. What is that?
Nothing is greater than golf with a gator.
Oh, yeah,
gator golf.
Is that the surprise later?
If you're,
are
lucky.
We playing gator golf? You know, nobody remembers "Don't Wake Daddy" except for me.
Everyone remembers it. Kids? Did you ever play "Ants in Your Pants"?
I'm playing it right now.
You're playing Shants in Your Pants.
No, I have my great aunt. It's under
your great aunt's under your table. What is she doing?
She's in my pants.
She's in your pants. Come on, incest.
So we are celebrating all things American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What color of the bomb pop do you think's your favorite?
It's not a bomb pop. It's an American pop. It's like calling freedom fries.
Okay, freedom fries.
I literally beat you to the sentence. Isn't it crazy that an American pop is designed like a French flag?
Why? I had to pick out the French flag when we were on The Amazing Race. So I know what it looks like.
Okay, cool. So 4th of July, what happened that day?
Would you describe this popsicle as licky licky yum yum?
I would. If there's one piece of wood I like to lick.
Continue.
Which is just like a log, really.
Do you ever hear the song Log from the Ren and Stimpy Christmas soundtrack?
Yes! Yes!
Log.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone loves the log.
Yeah.
It goes downstairs.
Would you rather fuck Ren or Stimpy? I like a bit of meat on my bones. I'm not trying to have sex with somebody.
Stimpy had that ham hock ass.
He was giving you down with the thickness. You know what I'm saying?
Did you just quote like a Papa Roach song? Down yes. with the thickness. Yes. Who sings Down with the Sickness?
Papa Roach, I believe, don't you?
If it is Papa Roach, I would be very impressed.
Is it? Myself. That is a Mamrie Hart.
That sentence. I mean, if anyone we should get on the phone right now with to discuss who sings Down with the Sickness.
Just call Mamrie. Will you call Mamrie right now? Don't Google it. Call Mamrie. Will you? Just call her.
My phone is. I got my great aunt in my pants. You get out your phone.
Don't wake daddy.
You think Mamrie's going to answer if I call her?
Yeah, especially if you call her, not if I call her.
Or ask her, what do you think your favorite...
Ask her, what's your favorite Papa Roach song? Urgent.
No, we got to ask her who sings Down with the Sickness.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
She's not going to... You think she's going to answer this?
I gotta say, so do each color have a different flavor? Oh, does each color have a different flavor?
Do each. Yeah, one's like...
Douiche is the French way to say
douiche.
Douiche.
They're gonna douiche.
Are you
the
calling
house.
Her? Put her on speaker, my dear. Well, do you not know how anything works?
What if
works?
It goes to her voicemail? I didn't want you guys to listen through the rings. Mamrie Hart. Do you think she'll answer? Who sings Down with the Thickness?
Get her on the phone.
Oh God, she's just too busy in this.
She's
economy.
In a hot tub petting her dog.
Well. I'll just text her.
Who sings Down with the Thickness?
I was going to ask her who her favorite American president was, since it's the 4th of July and all.
We just have a lot of questions for Miss Mamrie Hart.
Yeah, I'll just text her. Oh,
who is your favorite American president? Do you remember the Animaniacs song where they go through all the presidents and then they say, Sir William Henry Harrison, he died in 30 days. That really stuck with me. The only lyric from like third grade that I ever... Really.
Do you want to take a quiz to see how many American presidents you can name?
I know I can name 7.
In preparation for this episode yesterday, I took the quiz myself and got 31.
Is this
I
a
was
look?
Very impressed. You've never looked better.
I feel like I had this haircut.
You literally, that's the same wig you wore when you played the clock.
Oh, yeah. Giving you Cogsworth the house sound. Tick tock.
Yeah, tick tock.
How does this quiz work?
I've got to text Mamrie. I just want to.
I guess
to
I'll
know
just look at my Google image search
down.
Of Finland flag. Yep, it's blue and white.
What is?
The Finland flag.
Our wigs.
I Googled what flags are blue and white because your flag, Popsicle, was down to blue and white. We got Scotland, Slovenia.
Wait.
Guatemala, Finland.
I thought you had a joke about my popsicle just being blue and white because I took the red, too.
You'll just have to wait for it at the end of the episode.
Is that your surprise
That's my
for
surprise
me?
For you.
What surprise do you think I got you?
I hope it's a donkey. You know that's all I'm hoping for. Are you quizzing me about American presidents? How many seconds do I have on the clock?
Well, actually, hold on. You know,
How's this game work? I hate this game already.
Wait, it's
Abraham Lincoln. Stinkin' Lincoln, as we called him.
Did you? What was stinking
I'm
on
Lincoln? I'm cosplaying right now.
What was stinking on his Lincoln?
Girl. Did he have wooden teeth? What was the deal? Splinter dick. Giving you
Did you just
tied.
Ask me if Abraham Lincoln had wooden teeth and that if he once sucked a dick?
He did. He was gay,
I
believe.
This is going to be more... This podcast episode is going to be more troublesome than...
Troublesome?
Than the... Easter episode we did that one year.
I don't remember it. Oh, when we reenacted the crucifixion?
No, people said we were sacrilegious just to be sacrilegious.
I was giving you crucifixion.
Crucifixion?
Yeah, crucifixion.
Oh.
With addiction.
With your wooden teeth? Speak up, miss.
Top of the tip of the tongue.
I only know red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather. No, did you
what
ever do...
What other vocal warm-ups
to sit
do you
in
know?
Solemn silence on a...
Saul sudden law.
No. To sit in solemn silence on a dull, dark dock. Do you remember this one? Okay, I'm going to do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
To sit in solemn silence
to
on a...
To sit in solemn silence
Okay, bitch,
silence
I'm literally not done yet.
Sudden
Listen, wooden tooth. To sit in solemn silence on a dull, dark dock.
To sit in solemn silence on a dull, dark dock.
Awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock.
Awaiting the sensation of a sharp shark shock.
Shart? Shark shock? Girl, sharts are always a shock. Oh, did she reply? Nope, just you following up.
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't follow. I texted again.
The group chat.
Oh. My popsicle came with a quiz buster.
Hey.
You're ready.
Is it name all the presidents?
What kind of phones do turtles use?
Shell. Hold on. Something about a shell. A shell phone. A shell phone?
Well, actually a cellular phone.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
This popsicle's not as new age and hip as you.
That quiz was a little hard, but I really did get there.
How hard was it?
Okay. What did zero say to eight?
Bitch, you're twice as big as me. You're my cousin because we're stacked on top of each other.
I get it. I read it as a typo.
Well, did you read it wrong to me?
No, I was reading the answer as a typo. So what did zero say to eight? He said, nice belt.
Oh,
you cinched the house down.
The eight has a cinch.
I read it as it has a nice belt exclamation mark, and I was like, nice belty.
Nice belty.
Nice belty. Who is belty? I thought Espanol.
Have you tried this on the back of your neck yet?
Yeah. Now, am I doing the quiz on American presidents? I'm ready to. I just.
Here's the thing. When I took the quiz, I took all 10 minutes to get 31, but we're not going to let you have 10 minutes.
You got
minutes.
All 31?
30. How many presidents are there? Perfect. You think you could only get 7? Does that mean you knew?
How many do you think I can get and I'll exceed your expectations
you
in 1 minute?
Suddenly.
Okay, ready?
See, wait. We've already named like 6, so you have an advantage. Also, I think it's sad that you know more Duggars than you do presidents.
I don't know more Duggars.
All right, go.
William Henry Harrison, George Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Obama, Ford, George Washington. Fucking Nixon, the house down. bitch, I already exceeded expectations. I already got more presidents than Duggars.
Well, you were saying them so fast that I didn't even,
exactly.
I couldn't even keep up. I think you said Bush, Clinton, Obama, Harrison.
Bush, Clinton, Obama.
And Nixon. Who else did you
William
say?
William Henry Harrison.
Well, there's two Harrisons.
Yes, both Harrison.
William Henry and Benjamin Harrison.
Yes, honey.
When I took this quiz, I thought, if any of these presidents is fake, it's Benjamin Harrison.
I can do this.
Who else do you know? Keep going.
Sorry. Fucking
did you
George
say,
Washington.
Yeah, good.
Honey.
Yeah.
Jefferson?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you get...
Hamilton was not a president.
No.
And I'm sure you wrote that down because
nope.
you're
get,
stupid.
Did you get Mr. Splinter Dick?
Oh, Abraham Link, Lincoln Log.
I think they did know him as Splinter Dick.
Splinter Dick Link Log.
Are Patriots going to come for us after listening
the
to this
Patriot?
Episode?
Who, no, name,
I saw the Patriot.
Can you name
good.
More presidents than cast members of the Patriot?
Yeah, for sure. The only members of the Patriot that I know are Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg was in the Patriot?
He was the Patriot.
The dad. On the Patriot.
Are you thinking of Patriots
no,
Day?
Bitch. No, bitch.
Wait, are you... What?
You're thinking Patriots
I'm
Day.
Thinking Patriots
I'm thinking
Day.
The Patriot. You can't...
I can name two people in the Patriot.
Okay.
Mel Gibson.
Yes.
And Heath Ledger.
Yes.
And that's not to be confused with Braveheart.
I loved the Patriot.
Did you?
I remember one fond day in seventh grade where we watched the Patriot in our Kiva.
Can you tell... Oh, your school had a Kiva. Rub it in.
Well, it was only for seventh grade.
My school only had one gym.
We had two gyms. We had the wooden gym and the rubber gym.
Now, before we talk about anything else today, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Bombas. Now, they have sponsored the podcast before, but I absolutely love them. They are back to sponsor this episode. They are an incredible company that does a lot of good in the world. I don't know if you know this, but socks are the number one requested clothing item in homeless shelters. And when the founders heard about that, they were like, oh, we can have a business that is successful, but we can also do good in the world. So for every pair of socks that Bombas sells, they donate a pair to those in need, which I think is pretty cool. Plus, they are the most comfortable socks that you will ever put on your feet. You're gonna love them. So for the best socks in the history of feet, visit bombas.com/psychobabble today. You will get an additional 20% off your first purchase. Again, that's bombas.com/psychobabble, 20% off, plus your purchase of a pair of socks helps somebody in need. So go do good in the world and have warm feet. Thank you, Bombas, for sponsoring this episode. We love you.
The rubber gym, if you were playing
the
contact
rubber
sports.
Gym?
Yeah, if you fell, it was kind of bouncy.
How hard was it?
Well, as a wrestler.
I got the top two people listed on the IMDb for the Patriot.
Who's third? Who's third build?
Charlotte Selton. Not her, that's the character name, not the actress.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the actress?
I couldn't even name another one of these people.
Well,
I'm glad.
Can you believe it?
Is this the Patriot Queens episode?
Mel Gibson, racist, anti-Semitic, or both?
I can't keep track. I was looking for panels that said racist or no, and I was gonna, you were gonna name them, and I was gonna hold
I like that game. We Is that the surprise?
With, I think we could play it with presidents.
Okay. Did you know, like, all the first ones had slaves?
Obama.
They suck.
Racist or no?
Racist, not. Okay. Obama's not racist.
Trump, racist or no?
Racist.
A true American patriot racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you love the wig.
I do love the wig. I'm wigging out.
I think you got 10 presidents. And if I recall the Duggars Queens episode we did years ago.
Did we do a Queens episode for the Duggars?
Did get 13 Duggars.
That's not true.
You got Jim Bob.
Jim Bob, yeah. Well, yeah, of course I got Jim Bob. Yeah, that's like getting up Abraham Lincoln.
What's Mrs. Duggar's name?
Judd? Judy, I was mispronouncing.
No, her name's not with a J.
Really?
Hers is like...
See,
Mrs.
that's what's
Duggar.
Fucked up about America, since we're on the subject.
Yeah.
You expect women to take the last name and then also not have the first name initial of every child of
right.
their 30?
You're going to name all your kids J names after your Jim Bob husband. But
he already got the last name.
No children can be named Michelle.
Or Missy. Miles. Martha.
Are you feeling like a Gussie
How
Gale?
Many? I am feeling like a Gussie Gale. How many first ladies can you name?
Martha.
Martha. I was going to say
Eleanor Marcia. Roosevelt.
Yes, honey.
Abraham Maybe. Lincoln's wife.
Marcia.
Michelle Obama. Ivanka Trump. Wait, is
Wait,
that
a, no.
that's a joke?
Who was the real first lady?
Get it? Because he wants to date his daughter.
Yeah, but who's the first lady? What's her name?
Melania.
Melania. I literally keep thinking Ivanka.
Is his wife?
Ivana? Ivanka?
Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Didn't she tweet on Memorial Day that we should all celebrate with like a Bellini?
No, she didn't. What is a Bellini?
Like
a white wine
like
spritzer?
A champagne drink with like two raspberries dropped into it.
We should. Maybe she's right about something.
Well,
is that your surprise for me?
All the American patriots said that's not what Memorial Day is about, sis.
Now, I recently showed you a...
We're recording this episode in the future. What do you think Trump's going to get up to on 4OJ?
Probably start a fight with... Name the country he's going to start a fight with. Finland?
He's going to tweet, all you other countries are garbage. You wish you had our independence.
That's...
Thank you, founding fathers. We love our guns.
Now, founding fathers.
Would you?
Have you ever found a father?
On Grindr.
Yeah.
The other day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When was the last father you found?
What constitutes a father? He didn't have children.
Well, was he nearing the end of sperm production? I think that's that's the concept.
It didn't taste like it. I was just hoping to make you feel.
You're not lying. Can you taste the difference? Can we do a taste test live on the podcast? Get Shane in here.
That was a well-played joke on my part.
But I think...
Didn't taste like it.
Can you taste the difference? Can you taste the rainbow?
I mean, we're going to have to get... Well, listen, I'll get some in. I'll line them up and let you figure it out. Tune in next week
okay.
to the new episode.
I do love a taste test. I wish we did more taste tests on the podcast. Not necessarily for, like, sperm count, but...
Do you know, like, people that you hang out with regularly?
Yeah.
What do you call
Study buddies.
Them? What do you call them?
Bible study fellow goers.
No, really, though.
Friends?
Well,
hook, booty call.
Booty
what's,
call.
What's the term? What are you looking for?
That's what I'm asking, because one of our friends is...
I say my lineup.
Your lineup, guy.
Or my go-tos.
I just say my neighbors.
You're really not about to get on the M to go get
bitch,
your DS?
I ain't taking the main line. I'm not getting on the bus.
You're not going to take... You wouldn't take the T? And that's the T?
Which way does the T even
the
go?
The T goes downtown.
I'm not going to Stonestown Gallery. And you know that about me.
What's the furthest you'd go for mediocre dick?
I once drove... Mediocre dick?
Yeah. A block.
Maybe a block.
A 5-minute walk? Do you constitute...
If I don't have to walk past the Mexican place by my house and then I'm to get, like, a snack on the way back, then I'm not going.
Now, this the system of measurement we use here in America, to bring it back to America.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is it? Metric?
Metric system.
Okay, so...
Bitch. Units of measure.
So, miles and feet and shit.
Yeah.
So, my problem is, if you see...
Does Grindr in other country use kilometers?
Yes. So...
Whoa.
Grindr, if it says feet, even if it's up to, like, 5,000 feet, I still feel like it's next door. Oh, and yeah, I'll make it work. But as soon as it rolls over to 1 mile or more,
bitch,
I'm like,
you take an Uber anyway. And by that, I mean you call an Uber for them to come to your place.
An Uber X, bitch. I don't get an Uber. They take an Uber pool.
You literally?
I call them an Uber pool.
You order them an Uber pool.
I say, if they're cute, invite them with.
I cannot even fathom.
I do. Okay, none of that's true.
The idea of someone telling me that they're going to call me an Uber.
None of that's true.
What's not true?
I don't do that.
So what you're saying is new year, new you?
No.
Wow.
In this administration, I need to be my best self.
Yeah. How old do you think America is? Do you know the year it was founded?
1776, bitch. Okay, good.
I mean, that sounds right.
1776. Columbus was not a part of that year. 1492, honey.
76.
Bicentennial.
So when do we have to wait for the next big one?
All I'm saying is...
talking about birthdays, not other things.
Push pop, honey. With a splinter dick.
Have you ever hooked up with someone who had a child? Speaking of founding fathers.
Yes.
Really? How many?
I didn't count. I wasn't picking the litter.
How many kids did he have? How many people who have had children do you think?
I don't know. Maybe one or two?
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. I would say two.
I haven't gone into the home. I haven't seen the family
portrait.
You didn't
tuck the child into bed.
I don't like that.
Why? People tuck children into bed all the time.
Honey, my dear.
Our founding fathers did that.
I have found a father. Somebody's calling me from New York, New York.
Maybe you should answer it live on the podcast.
No, I'm sure it's like a...
Maybe it's the Statue of Liberty,
maybe it's
bitch.
Mamrie. Now, when was...
She's calling from a
payphone.
Hey, bitch,
here's a fucking trivia question.
I'm ready.
You dumb
trivia
American.
Me.
Who the fuck gave us the Statue of Liberty?
France.
Yes, honey.
They said, take this hunk of metal.
They said, ugh, we are hoarding over here. Does anybody want this? What was it a gift for?
Okay, so before we talk about anything else today, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Talkspace. We all need to take a little bit better care of ourselves, and taking care of our mental health is no exception. That is why today's sponsor, Talkspace, the online therapy company, makes it easy to connect with an experienced, licensed therapist handpicked just for you for as little as $32 a week. With it, you can send your therapist texts, audio, video messages whenever you want, or even you can do a live video chat. So if you need to vent about work or family or talk to somebody who, again, is experienced, is licensed, is a therapist handpicked just for you, it's no problem. Your therapist is ready to help on Talkspace. To sign up or learn more, go to Talkspace.com/babble. And as a special offer to our listeners, you can use coupon code BABBLE to get $30 off your first month. Talkspace is therapy for how we live today. Thank you so much, Talkspace, for being a sponsor. We love ya.
I think it was like a good luck.
I don't know, but I think more countries should give us a big gift like that.
I'm going to agree.
Like a big ladle. To put in, a city.
What would Canada give us? Maybe they have given us something.
When we were in Canada, that guy was talking an awful lot about how they love their flag. And I thought...
Girl, he was so stupid. I'm going to drag him for half a second. He was like, if you look at our flag,
it
symbolizes
a 4th of July episode
so many things.
You're supposed to be dragging other countries.
He goes, the reds on both sides symbolize the coasts.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He said that... if you look at the maple leaves, you'll notice that the maple leaf.
He said it had enough points for every province.
It had enough points for every province minus one, and then the last one symbolizes the three territories. I said, that's bad math, bitch.
Why do they have to share?
I said, that's after the fact bad math. You saw the maple leaf and you thought, what the fuck can we make this symbolize? And you made that leap.
So does the
one point for three territories? Where's the math?
Bitch, you should call George Stanley and let him know.
Who?
The guy who made the current Canadian flag.
Oh, I thought that was who gave us the tour.
He did it on February 15th, 1965.
That's so cool of him. Yes. 1965, that's when my mom was born. What?
Color me flabbergasted.
I won't.
Did you ever go to Cascades Falls Park in Jackson, Michigan for 4th of July?
I don't know if I went for 4OJ, But I definitely did go because once...
Did you just say, quote, unquote, hell yeah?
Hell yeah. I went to the Cascade Falls one winter, and we went sledding.
Is this when you knocked out your tooth?
No. Close, though. We went sledding, and one of the lenses of my glasses popped out, and I didn't notice until, like, 20 minutes later, and it was gone in the snow somewhere.
How does that even happen?
It was gone in the snow somewhere, and then...
Were they blurple?
And then I found the lens. How? How? That's God at work. That's how I know.
Yeah, same, sis.
That's how I know God cares about me and not people that actually need help.
But you... Are these wigs lace front, do you think?
Hell no.
Why are they so scratchy?
Have you ever worn a lace front?
Oh, that feels nice.
Do you know
nice.
What a lace front works? How that works?
No, actually. Do you want to enlighten
so
me?
So there's lace in the front.
Like lace or like latex?
Lace.
Okay.
And then they pull through...
Your real hair.
Your real hair so that the hairline looks natural.
Oh.
Otherwise, it looks like this where it's like...
What if you don't have hair?
Sasha Velour can't wear a lace front. Well, she can, but like it's not going to have the effect that you're thinking of. Wow. And then you do makeup over the lace and stuff.
Wow.
I think.
So come do my makeup.
No. Can we ever do drag on the podcast?
I would love to, but...
I think we're doing it right
but
now.
But Paulina Blart already did
Paulina Blart is here to stay.
Would you like to do drag?
Yeah. Is but Paulina Blart American? Or is she a patriot?
She's a mall cop, but she's not a small cop.
I'm not By that, give that I mean, a laugh. Like, I'm not gonna give that a laugh. She's thick. She's down with the thickness.
But she does. But she does work in the fall cop.
Where does she patrol
and
in the mall?
She
help me develop.
She
out.
Loves to patrol the stall cops.
Yeah, she does. She's two taps away from a finger bang. If you know what I'm saying, tap that damn foot under a stall.
Two taps away from a finger bang.
Yes,
I think that's what we'll have to call
the American
episode.
Way.
Two taps away.
Was who, wait, which was that bang. American congressman that was like at the airport?
You act like there's literally been just one.
The Republican.
I'm sure lots of Republicans.
That's true.
Do their little toe tap dance.
They do.
What's tell me about that glory hole?
That's there wasn't even
is
a glory hole.
It
was an
under
the
stall,
which
action?
I'm like, who's?
Do you know how to make that work?
You need to have a high rise stall or a flexible vertebrae. And I've got neither.
A high-rise stall?
That's my catchphrase as Paulina Blart. Yes, a high-rise stall where you can see not just the
what
ankle.
What else rhymes with stall? She loves to make a call cop. She's got a southern drawl.
Yes, yes, honey. Yes, yes, yes.
So what's your favorite firework? Do you like a big
I like,
bang or do you like a sparkler?
I like a sparkler. I like when you can write things with a sparkler.
Actually,
yeah.
Did you know if you get a sparkler and you go and take a picture, just wait until you see what comes out. I'll link you.
That was...
Did it tickle the back of your neck like this wig?
No, but that's a true cliffhanger.
I'm going to tell the kids, get a sparkler if you're of age. Do this with it.
Did you
it
ever go to Ohio and just buy?
Yeah, everybody went to Ohio or Indiana
fireworks.
To get the. Indiana, I think, was the real fireworks.
Indiana had the.
Indiana
also
has
had,
good porn, good cigarettes, and good fireworks.
They also
That's
had.
That's what Michiganders used to
they
say.
They also had that
no
ruby
laws.
Red soda, and we would stock up
squirt?
Our van. No, not ruby red squirt. It was like
we'd stock up the minivan.
We would stock
I
up
feel
our
like
purple
your
minivan.
Family. Lived the true American dream.
We
you
were
guys
so.
Had, you had,
I would be nervous to cross
you
the
had
state
a minivan,
lines with all those goods.
You had a minivan with two of the buttons that you push and the doors would slide back automatically.
You think our doors slid?
And
are you,
you
kidding?
Know,
we
you
were
guys
poor.
Had it in like candy apple red.
No, it was a plum purple and it was a fucking mess.
Did you have
My
sliding
dad,
doors on both sides or no?
No, one side.
Whoa.
One side. Once
you
I,
guys were poor.
Once I slammed the door in Travis's finger.
China. China.
China.
China. China. China. China. China.
I think that means it's time for the surprise.
What is that? Is it a Donald Trump surprise? Is it an impersonator donkey?
I think you're going to love what you see.
It's a donkey dressed as Donald Trump with
yep.
the hair.
And you got to kiss it.
I would.
Tyler, we're back.
Oh,
I wanted us to throw hot dogs at Donald Trump's face
okay.
because nothing's more American. And,
and how does this work? So we each have how many hot dogs?
Eight.
Eight. Are you going to dip yours in yellow?
Yeah, if you want to make sure it splatters a little. But whoever gets more hot dogs in his mouth gets to take.
Oh my God, look at that.
You get, whoever wins gets to take that home with it, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Okay, cool. I just want to eat these hot dogs.
Throw it.
They smell so good. You would go first.
So we're throwing hot dogs into Donald Trump's face.
Oh my God.
I want to get a little.
I'm so hungry.
Oh my God.
Girl, you suck. You need to dart it.
I did. Paul Blina Blart loves the dart.
Paul Blina Blart loves. Oh, it slipped right out of my hand.
Didn't even,
it really slipped.
You didn't.
Wait, hold on.
You didn't even hit the board.
Well, you know what? Wow.
I got one.
Damn it.
I'm winning. One to
nothing. We know. We all know how numbers work.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
How many have you made?
Shut up.
Hold on. Oh, fuck. I keep hitting his teeth.
So you just kind of have to, like,
aim for his eye to get a little ketchup.
Oh.
Fuck.
No, I'm going to not. Darting really did work.
I've hit that same spot 9 times. Oh, thank God.
Dang it. That was close for me. Close for Daddy.
Oh, back in the lead.
Did you underhand that one?
No. I Paulina darted it.
China.
Oh,
yes!
Fuck.
Oh my God.
Yeah!
This is a real close is this game.
I have 3.
How many do I have?
You have 2.
No. That didn't count. It didn't count. Yes. It didn't count.
Uh-oh. So that means if I make this one, I can
How
end
am
it.
I a fucking mess?
What did you just do to yourself?
She had an accident.
Oh, fuck. That means if you make this one, you can tie
it. Can I have
it.
A bite of it? Yeah. I don't want it to hit.
No, because that'll throw off the weight. That's not fair if you get a lighter dog. You can pick one up off the floor and eat it when we say goodbye.
It slipped out of my hand again. That's so what happened. I call it an asterisk game.
Well, I can't. I was like, what is this juice?
That's just the juice for Daddy.
I'll let you drink the rest
of this. The loser
has
to drink the juice.
Yeah, you lost.
Oh, wait. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I lost, per se.
Well.
In America, we're all winners.
Are we?
I think we're all.
So should we light some sparklers and say goodbye?
Let's do a cut.
No. We're going right out of it.
I'm ketchup. Jesus.
You're a mess.
You touch it. Wait, I want one.
No, too bad. You are not old enough to have it.
It's really coming at me.
Well, that's the camera. Goodbye. Good day. Did you want one?
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of it? This can't burn you.
Because the ketchup's going to slide it right down my hand.
Oh. We hope you have...
Wait. Start again. Oh, I have 2. Here, take this. Oh my.
You are such an idiot.
Go, talk.
I hope you have an American day.
If you're not in America, sucks to suck. If you're in America, it also sucks. So, best of luck, and Paulina Blart out.